and you're near a device or a computer, jump on the Foodland Supermarkets Facebook and YouTube live stream, because as we speak with the leader of the Liberal Party here in South Australia, David Spears, we'll show you a video that was filmed in a car he was riding in yesterday, which shows a road rage incident playing out that he was the victim of. So if you jump on Foodland Supermarkets Facebook and YouTube live stream right now, you'll see it as we conduct this conversation. The opposition leader joins us now on the program. David Spears, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, David, walk us through. Where were you when this happened? And, geez, it looked like it went on for quite a long time too.
Yeah, so it wasn't yesterday. It was a few days ago. I was heading up over to Manham to look at some of the flood situation up there. And it was had left from the sort of northeast of the city because I had an event there. So it was between Inglewood and Gumaraka, very winding roads. Many of your listeners would be aware of that. And we were driving up there. A peep-flagger came up behind us, obviously wanted to get past. There was no possibility to get past on a road like that. Mm. And we just kept on moving. We were traveling at pretty much on the speed limit. And this guy, for 15 minutes, blared the horn almost constantly and would drop back and then surge right up to the bumper of the car. I wouldn't go as far as saying he was trying to run us off the road, but it was pretty disconcerting. And I should say, I'm pretty sure he didn't know I was in the car, so I don't think it was personal.
Wasn't some factional blue, or he wasn't Labor Party operative or something like that?
No, it wasn't Tomkins and Tom.
So you don't think he twigged to the fact that you were filming him? And we should stress, you obviously weren't driving. It was you've got a driver, but you don't think he fired up because he saw the camera being pointed at him?
No, I don't think so. This went on for 15 minutes, and we didn't start to record it until probably the last 5 minutes when I said, "Look, this is getting pretty serious." My concern was, you know, we could get round a corner and have to stop suddenly or something like that. And as you said, I had an experienced driver who knows what they're doing in a very professional way behind the wheel. What this makes you think about is if it was your mom or your grandma or your partner or something like that, someone who was a lot less experienced or more vulnerable behind the wheel.
So you call for a road safety campaign targeting this kind of driving behaviour. Based on your experience and what you could glean from the person responsible for it, do you really think they're susceptible to a measured campaign that tries to reason with them about appropriate driving behaviour?
Well, look, to be honest, I don't think you can teach people not to be idiots when it's perhaps inherent with some people. Mm. But look, it is what it is. We felt we needed to draw this to public attention, not for political reasons, but just to say this sort of thing happens. I notice when it's gone quite viral on social media and the number of comments under it saying this has happened to me. And it was really interesting to know the vast majority of people's experiences were in the Adelaide Hills. And I don't know if it's because of the winding narrow roads up there, but a huge number of people seem to have experienced similar things. So we were just bringing to the community's attention and saying maybe there's an opportunity to have a social media based campaign to say to people, this is pretty serious. And also, it's also highly illegal. And the police are investigating this. This bloke could very well lose his license over this. He's a peep-flagger. And tailgating is illegal. I think you get an almost $500 fine for tailgating and lose demerit points. So I'm not sure everyone realises that.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Hey, just quickly, how did it end up, though, David Spears? Did he end up passing you? And when he did so, was he fired up? Did he give you a gobful on the finger?
He turned off behind us when we passed an intersection, but he did certainly give us a gobful and finger, absolutely. And what of the thing that struck me, he just put his hand on the horn, not just beep, 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 but just constant.
So yeah, it's amazing.
For a couple of minutes at a time, the horn would just be blaring.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy. Unbelievable. Mm. Well, good on you for sharing it. And, yeah, got a lot of other people talking who've had similar experience. David Spears, the leader of the state opposition. Thanks for that.
David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.